There are a great many signs indicating that the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is close at hand. The portents of his appearance have been revealed in the Quran, in the hadith of our Prophet peace be upon him, and in the statements by various Islamic scholars. A few of the hundreds of portents are the stopping of the river Euphrates, eclipses of the moon and sun during Ramadan, the birth of a comet, the shedding of blood in the Kaaba, the Iran-Iraq war, the big ship that exploded in Istanbul, war and massacre all over the world, the occupation of Iraq, the invasion of Afghanistan, an increase in the number of earthquakes and floods, the comet Lulin, and more than 150 such portents taking place. All these portents are coming about one after the other in our own day, each one just as described in the Quran and the hadith of our Prophet peace be upon him. The fact that these portents are coming about one after the other, just as described, shows that the age we are living in is that in which great glad tidings imparted by Allah will become a reality. Allah knows the truth. In addition to all these portents, there are also statements in which great Islamic scholars give definite dates regarding the end times. By the will of Allah, the 1400s, according to the Hijri calendar, will be a time when such great events as the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, the return to earth of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, the appearance of the Antichrist, and his defeat by the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, and large groups of people in the world turning to Islam will all take place. Various dates and time periods, in particular, are provided in the hadiths about the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Scholars have also made such statements about the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. The dictionary meaning of the Arabic word Mujaddid is one who revives or renews the faith. The hadith of our Prophet peace be upon him refer to an individual sent at the beginning of every century in order to explain the faith according to the requirements of that time. This person is also the hire of our Prophet. Allah will send at the beginning of every century someone by whom the religion will be revived. The great Islamic scholar Imam Rabbani made the following statements on this subject. A reviver will come from among the Muslim scholars of this community at the beginning of every century and will restore religious law, the essence of Quranic moral values, and the sunnah of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Bediüzzaman Said Nursi says this on the subject. In every century, Allah sends a reviver. In his Barla addendum, Bediüzzaman Said Nursi says that the reviver of the 1200s, according to the Hijri calendar, was Hazrat Maulana Khalid. In the next part of the statement, he goes on to say that the Risalat An-Nur serve as the reviver of the 1300s. Exactly after a century, the cures of the Risalat An-Nur appear all around and serve to the very same purpose, with the meaning fortified by the clear expression of the hadith. It is our conviction that, in terms of reviving the religion, the Risalat An-Nur is in the position of a reviver. Bediüzzaman also makes it clear that the reviver of the 1400s Hijri style will be Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Now most of the situations among the Muslims that are opposed to the light of the Quran are the grave outcomes of those evil intents and cruel covenants, such as the Treaty of Sèvres. If the letter Mim bearing the gemination mark is counted as one, like the letter Lam bearing the gemination mark, it would be 1284 Hijri. It now occurs to mind that if each of the letters Mim and Lam bearing the gemination mark are counted as two, the people who will dissolve the oppressions a century later may be the disciples of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Bediüzzaman Said Nursi has said that the climate of oppression afflicting the Islamic world will be dispersed one century later by means of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. He states that by means of the work of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in the century following his own, in other words, in the 1400s according to Hijri calendar, Muslims will be saved from grave troubles and will attain well-being. The great Islamic scholar Imam Rabbani reports that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear in the second millennium after 1,000 years have passed since the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him. There are many statements by Imam Rabbani on this subject. The strengthening of the provisions of the Qur'an and the renewal of the nation will be in this second millennium. The just witness to the truth of this cause is the presence of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in that millennium. Those among the nation of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, are highly perfected in faith. It does not matter whether they are few in number, even 1,000 years passes after the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him. The coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam after 1,000 years serves this purpose. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, the last messenger, gave the glad tidings of his coming. The Prophet Jesus alayhi salam too will come down after 1,000 years. A little more than 1,000 years pass over the passing of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, from this life. A time comes and the true Islam rises from its own ranks and unites with the truth of the Kaaba. Then, on behalf of the true Islam, the name of truth of Ahmad emerges. From the two names comes a name into effect, and the place of true Islam is left unoccupied until the coming of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. Ultimately, the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam comes and performs his religious duties in conformity with the religious laws of Islam. The second millennium begins 1,000 years after the death of our Prophet, peace be upon him. According to these accounts by Imam Rabbani, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam will appear in that second millennium.